I find it really comforting and striking that here modern physics is telling us of the existence of the same timeless, spaceless realm of existence without which much of modern physics wouldn't make any sense, nor would it connect with the reality of time and space as we know it. Okay, what has this got to do with time travel? Let's go a little deeper. If we go deeper into these ancient texts, we find that they say that time and space are products of the mind and do not exist separately or independent from it. And quantum physics tells us the same thing, that this is really an extraordinary new notion. The trick to going outside the confines of space and time, that is a technique that one has to learn to do to reach beyond the shores of the mind itself, is to see yourself in the floating mind realm. And we're going to be going into that deeper. So we need, in order to do that, we need to learn how to take our mind outside of space and time. And physicists have been doing it for a long time. They do it as a matter of course. I'm going to teach you how to do it because when you tie it to your spiritual practices or to your present belief systems, whatever they happen to be, what it does is it enables you to have a living experience of it. So to make time travel real, not just a theoretical exercise, it's going to require a slipping around the corner, a peeking under the screen, so to speak, of our usual normal, so-called usual motion picture of reality. We have to learn how to see behind the screen, to look behind. And this looking behind is what is called in ancient Sanskrit Kala Vankana. Kala Vankana literally means cheating of time. It is possible, according to the Kala Vankanaris, or whatever you want to call these guys, it is possible to escape the space-time illusion of samsara, which is the projection of the mind. Think of it this way. You're a movie projector, and you're projecting your life on a screen, and you insist that you're in that movie when that's what you really are, the projector of the movie. You're just watching the movie, but it seems so real to you that you think you're in the film. But you're not in the film, you're the projector of the film. So to see that, to be able to see yourself as a projector rather than the projected, is going to require some work on our part. It's not just something you just, oh, I wish it to be so. It's not going to happen that way. You have to do something to make it happen. We have to learn to see that our memory works in such a way, as the Queen told us at the beginning of this session, works in such a way as to not remember the future. And by not remembering the future, we're not relearning how to, we can cheat time, how to do that, travel through time. So we're gonna see how that all works. Let me tell you briefly a little bit about the Bhagavad Gita as we are coming to the conclusion of the session, and I want to leave you with a practice, something you can do at the end of this session. The Gita basically says that there are three aspects to reality. You've already gotten a hint to it. The first is that there is an infinite and unchanging, beyond time and space, reality, which is hidden behind the illusion of the ceaseless change that we experience as life. The second thing it tells us is that this infinite, this unchanging reality is at the very essence, core, central focus of your being. And it is the underlying layer of your personality. Think of your personality as being made of masks. Use different masks which represent different parts of yourself. At the underlying layer, the unmasked reality, the substratum of your personality, is this infinite, unchanging reality. And the final statement, the third point of this, is that your life, I mean your life right now, has one purpose only. And that's to experience face-to-face, core-to-core, nose-to-nose, this reality. To discover your what might be called your godhood, your floating mind, your essence, while you're still alive living on this earth. So now, what I want to do with you is, and we're going to come into this in more detail in the next session, but what I want to do with you right now is I want to take you into a kind of a mind exercise, something that you can begin to do, okay? Now, here's how we're going to do this. First of all, you need to be able to look at your body right now by not looking at your body, by moving your head around to find out where your feet are and your hands are, but just for the moment, just with your eyes open, observe the world around you without necessarily focusing on any aspect of what you see around you. Just observe the world around you without focusing on any aspect of what you see around you. Just do that for a moment, okay? Now you're going to breathe. Just observe your body breathing. Don't look down at your chest. Don't look up. Just notice in your universe, which is, from your point of view, your body as you see it at the moment, without necessarily looking at it, particularly focusing on where it is or what it's doing, notice that it's breathing. Just watch that breath. Not focusing on anything, you're just watching it. This is step one in what I call moving into the floating mind, the witness of it all, without necessarily focusing or paying attention to anything. Okay? Just hang out with that for a short while. This phase that you're in, as you're just hang out with it right now, is a movement out of time. You're now moving into a timeless realm in which no focus is taking place. Now I'm going to have you jump into time very quickly by simply wiggling one of your fingers or toes and noticing, focusing, observing it while totally not even looking or paying attention to anything else that's going on. Just watch that finger wiggle. Now wiggle it faster and faster and faster. Just wiggle, 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 wiggle. Okay? Focus on it. Focus on it. Focus on it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Now let your mind look and watch your finger as it wiggles back and forth. Watch it. Watch it wiggle. Watch it wiggle. Watch it wiggle. Okay? It's like a blur. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch it how it... Notice, now as you move your finger, notice what it's doing. Notice your finger moving. Notice that you can't really see it sort of in the middle, but when it comes to a ending point, it sort of like slows down and then it... Do you follow what I'm saying? It slows and then it goes back to the other and then it's a blur and then it's... Okay, now stop wiggling your finger. And now I want you to take your hand and hold it up, and I want you to move it back and forth in front of your face as fast as possible, just like waving real fast. Okay? Can you see your hand as it's moving back and forth? Can you see any part of your hand? Okay, you may not be able to. Well, now I want you to try to take your mind and focus. Try to see if you can find a particular place in that hand waving where you can focus your mind and watch and see that hand. Is there any particular place? Well, slow it down a little bit. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Okay. At a certain frequency of movement of hand, you'll be able to actually focus on it and almost see it as it moves across, so that no time does it ever disappear. And finally, let it totally stop. Okay, now come back to a quiet place again. Put your hand down, breathe, and just go into the unfocused state where everything is just there. Nothing is catching your attention. You're not paying attention to anything. Maybe you're paying attention to what I'm saying, but you don't even have to do that. You're just in the floating state. The breath comes in, goes out on its own. This is all you have to do. It's a very simple process. Part one is observe. Let's say you're out to lunch. Okay? You're going to sit down and have a meal. Don't talk for a moment. Don't even listen. Just float with what's going on around you. There may be noises. There may be clatter of dishes. There may be people talking around you. Usually when people eat, they talk. God knows why, because you can't enjoy your meal when you're talking, but never mind that. So while it's going on, just simply stay in the floating mind state and allow whatever is going on to go on without you paying any particular attention to it. Okay? Maybe you have a sandwich or something in front of you. Well, it's okay. You can lift it up and eat it or a drink or take a sip or whatever you're doing. Just go ahead and do all of that, but keep your mind from focusing on any particular thought. In other words, as a thought comes in, let it go without focusing on it. Don't give it heed. Don't pay attention to it. Don't put your mind on it like I showed you what you do when you're waving your hand. Now for a quick moment, put your mind on your teeth as they bite into a sandwich. Just put your mind right there. And now put your mind on the tongue as you taste the whatever it is you're eating. Okay? Just put your mind on the food as it's moving around inside of your jaws as you jaw on it and bite it and let your saliva. Hook your mind in all of those processes as they're going on. This is the focusing part of it. And then put your mind on the swallowing whenever that takes place. And put your mind on the food as it's going down your gullet into your stomach. Just focus on it. Focus on it as much as you can. It may be too fast, maybe happening in such a way that you're starting to lose your focus for it and you can't hold on to it very well. But do it to the best of your ability. Try to the best of your ability to focus on it and then let it go. Let it go. Go back to the state in which no focus, the floating mind state again. This is the practice I want to leave you with at the end of this session. Now let me tell you a little bit about what this practice is doing for you, about time travel and how it's relevant to time travel. What we're looking at is the relationship of space, time, and ego. We usually take it very much for granted that the world exists around us and that we can experience our own part of the world through our senses, and that we rely on how these all work, these senses. But actually, as you've just noticed in this process we just did, that this process is dependent to a large extent on whether you're focusing or not focusing. The focusing part is actually what we call your ego at work. Ego always means a focus is being presented. Okay? And that process of the presentment or the presenting of ego is really the creator or the progenitor of your temporal time experience. So as you learn that you can not focus and then focus, as you can learn the difference between what these two things are, as you begin to see that you can do that, what you're watching is the formation of ego in time, creating time, creating moment. In fact, when you were waving your hand back and forth right in front of your eyes, what you were doing is creating what is called a memory time unit. You're creating an experience of time. You are creating time itself. This is really what we're talking about here. This is what we're going to get into in a deeper way into time travel. We need to learn a little bit more. We're not quite there yet, and that'll be coming up in the next session. But this is basically what yoga is really all about. This is what Patanjali was talking about many, many thousands of years ago. And this thing I'm showing you has something to do with what we call the illusion, the samsaric illusion, or the illusorial self, which is manifesting through this movement itself. But the egoless mind, which is actually the simplest state you're in when you're not focusing at all, which just simply is there, not even necessarily observing, because observing means focusing on something, you're just letting, hanging out with it all, that is really the state of the creator. Remember I told you that? So this is the creator state. When you're focusing, this is the child of consciousness. So you are both the child of consciousness and the progenitor of it all. So you, by going into the floating mind state, and this may sound awful highfalutin, you've just become God, the mind of the universe, the great mind of the universe, for that brief amount of time that you allowed yourself to do that without thinking anything about what you were doing. The minute you started thinking about what you were doing, your ego took over, and at that point, you were focusing. So, unfocusing, focusing, letting go, grabbing hold, letting go, grabbing hold. These are the two movements that we're going to be using throughout the sessions, throughout this program, which are going to help you to understand that not only can you travel through time and in space, but also you can go backwards in time and alter realities that you thought were permanently fixed, that nothing really is that fixed back there, as you might think. And there's a power that you can give to yourself, which will come when you do this. So long for now. See you in the next session.